When were you born and where?
Born July 4th, 1910, in Hot Springs.
Mm-hmm. Was there a midwife in attendance?
Yes, Miss Lafferty.
Let's see. Why did your family come to Rock Springs?
Well, my grandfather was here. My mother came here when she was 9 years old. Okay. With her mother and two sisters.
Okay. What were your first impressions or first memories of the town?
Oh, well, it was kind of dirty, a lot of, a creek used to run right through the town, down by M Street there, and Bunny Park was, used to run down there. I was born right on M Street there.
On M Street?
On Mackey Boarding House. Mackey Boarding House. My mother's grandfather's boarding house.
Oh. What did you use for transportation?
Horse and buggy.
Horse and buggy?
Car.
Okay, how was the town laid out?
There was no plan at all.
No plan?
Wherever there was a mine, they put a bunch of houses around it.
Okay. Was there indoor plumbing?
No.
Okay, did you use toilet paper?
Newspaper.
Newspaper? Really?
Susan Holbrook.
Chores.
Well, that's a few.
Yeah? Where did you live in the town? Did you stay on M Street?
I lived there until I was 10 years old.
Okay, and then where did you go?
420 Bridge.
Oh.
That's a prison.
You still, that's where your house still is?
Yeah.
Hmm. Let's see, where did people of means live? Let's see. Where did the folks such as the Chinese have their homes?
Chinese?
Uh-huh.
You know where Washington School is?
Uh-huh.
Where the President Washington School is.
Okay.
When they built the Washington School, they pound all the plants on the paths.
Oh, really?
They used to live down in dungeons.
You're kidding.
Dugouts.
I didn't know that. Let's see, where did people shop for groceries and other supplies?
A few groceries.
Did the town have many bars?
Oh, the building was a bar.
What about burlesque shows?
Oh, I guess they had a couple of shows.
Yeah.
Then they had the red light district.
A what?
Red light district.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Was there much violence in the town?
Not more than normal.
Yeah. What about, did any shootouts occur?
Well, I don't know, but with Cassidy, he used to live in Rock Springs.
He did?
Yeah.
Did you see him?
I think I saw him once.
Really? I'd be scared.
Holy man. they had a place to start.
Butch Cassidy did?
Yeah.
South of Rock Springs? Oh my. Let's see, what churches had followers in the town?
Catholics, yeah, I don't know. Some Baptists. And they had the Congregation Church. And then they had a Lutheran Church.
Okay, were there many floods or dust storms or anything like that?
Every spring we have a flood.
Every spring?
Remember when my grandfather had a barn underneath the bridge that was over on M Street there, Edmond, North Front Street there. They had a bridge over that creek there. And it came and took the barn away. My grandfather was on top of the barn.
He was? And it went away with your grandfather?
Yeah, went down the creek.
Oh no, was he okay?
Yeah.
Did any epidemics hit the town?
Oh yeah, they had cholera fever, a lot of people died from that. Ooh. Influenza and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, where did you go for medical help?
We had two doctors here. My doctor was Dr. Bowser.
How do you spell that?
L-U-S-E.
Oh, okay. Let's see. What about tooth problems?
Oh, there's a few dentists. Dr. Davis. Not the one that's here now.
Oh, really?
Dr. Orland.
What about for child care?
I didn't have much.
Not much?
They took care of their own.
Yeah. What about eye care?
I put not to get there anyway.
Yeah. What about birth control?
I didn't have much.
Not much, huh? was there a union hall?
Yeah, Union Hall.
Where was that at?
You know where in the corner of J Street and North Front Street. Where the new grand, where the old Grand Theater used to be.
Oh, okay.
Upstairs.
Yeah. Were there any holidays that the whole town celebrated?
Yeah, we celebrated April 1st. That was an 8-hour day. We celebrated Christmas, Easter. We celebrated Labor Day. About Thanksgiving and Christmas. When they had Labor Day and 8-hour day, they used to have a free show for the kids at the two theaters. Then in the afternoon, they'd have a talent show for the grown-ups.
Oh, yeah?
and then I had three dances at three or four different places.
Yeah, where were the dances held at?
Was held at the Masonic Temple, Finn Hall, Spensky Dome.
Were there Orientals or Blacks in the town?
Yeah, there was some Orientals. Other people come.
Yeah. Did they mix with other townspeople?
Yeah. At one time they had 52 different nationalities here.
You're kidding. 52?
Yeah.
Oh.
We used to have international rights here. And they had a program. Each nationality would do a program. Then at the end of the thing, then they made a big circle. And they go in alphabetical order, and they speak in their native tongue. I forgot what the saying was.
Yeah.
And they pass, they light a candle. First one light a candle, and then they pass the light to the other.
Everybody kept lighting their candles, and then for long there's a whole circle of candles like that. Oh, that's neat.
Ribbon pile was the one that instigated.
Oh, yeah?
He was the Baptist minister here.
The Baptist? What, pile, like P-I-L-E?
Yeah. And his wife was my school teacher.
Oh, really?
First grade, I went to first grade, and it was on Tyler Field Avenue there, right near where B&B pawn shop is, near there, that building.
Okay. And that's where you went to the first grade?
Yeah. And that first grade teacher was Helen Hamm.
Helen Hamm?
Helen Young Hamm.
How do you spell her last name?
H-A-M-M.
Oh, okay.
His son is a lawyer.
Oh.
A judge, I mean.
Oh, a judge?
Yeah.
Oh.
And his other son is eye doctor.
Eye doctor? Did you ever see any Indians passing through the town?
Yeah, they had a lot of Indians.
A lot of Indians?
Yeah, they used to come.
How were they dressed?
Indian costumes.
Indian costumes? I bet that was neat.
They had Indian dances.
How did they travel?
By horse and wagon.
Oh, wagons too, huh? What games did you play as a child?
Oh, Run Chippy Run.
What's that?
You guys don't know what.
Yeah.
They don't know, George.
Well, they'd have somebody be it.
Uh-huh.
And cheese fries. And they go hide, one should go hide someplace. And they'd hunt them. And if they caught them, they brought them into a circle there.
Oh.
And if somebody, like, wasn't hiding, if they can't come in, leave you, they'd all go out and hide again.
Oh, and what's that called?
Run, Chippy, Run.
Run, Chippy, Run? Yeah, that sounds fun.
And then they used to have pick up sticks.
Pick up sticks? Now I know what that is, at least.
And then they had several of it in my time.
Yeah.
Kick the can. They only had one light on the street.
One light
on the street, not where they got all congregated to the place.
Did children of different ethnic groups play together?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah. And they had different gangs. M Street Gang, J Street Gang,
really?
Number 1 Gang, Number 4 Gang, Number 3 Gang.
What do those numbers stand for? The mines?
Where they live.
Oh, where they live?
And one time we had a Washington School and Yellowstone School had a track meet at that Washington School.
Uh-huh.
And we won. We chased them over the tracks, over M Street and over the tracks. There used to be a big slack pile there. You know where the Thompson Field is now?
Uh-huh.
There used to be a big slack pile there. We'd get up on top of the slack pile.
Were boys and girls expected to act in different ways?
There's some tall boys and tall girls.
Yeah, about like today then.
Yeah. But there was no drugs, no liquor.
Yeah, like there is today.
No.
What were children expected to do at home? Did you have any special jobs in the house?
Yeah, you had to bring in the wood and coal. You burn coal these days.
Yeah.
Bring out that, take out the ashes. And, get the wood. Draw down the wood.
Yeah.
Chop it up and pile it up in the shed. And you have to bring in the coal, the coal buckets. And my mother came here first. She had to carry water from the railroad tracks there on M Street to the boarding house.
Boarding
boarders. Because the water used to come in tank cars.
Yeah.
And they sold it so much a bucket.
Oh, really?
Before they had money.
Did you ever get really sick as a child?
Yeah. I used to get sick and then pass it on to my brother. My brother is sicker than a dog.
George, how were your birthdays celebrated?
They had a birthday party, and they usually went on a picnic.
A picnic? What kind of presents did you get?
Tiddlywinks and different. Mostly out of wood.
Wood.
We didn't have all those fancy games and stuff that they have today.
Yeah, I know. How were children disciplined?
Well, I thought they were disciplined. If you did anything wrong, they put us down in the basement.
Oh, really?
And shut the lights off.
Oh. Did you get scared?
No.
No? I'd get scared. Do you remember bells ringing at night that warned all the children to be inside?
They had a whistle.
A whistle? Yeah.
9 o'clock.
It was 9 o'clock?
And you better be in, too.
Well, did you get in a lot of trouble? What happened if you weren't in?
You got locked out.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Then where would you go?
You had to defend for yourself.
Oh, no. Did you ever, at Christmas time when you decorated your Christmas tree, did you ever have sagebrush Christmas trees?
No, we usually went out. They used to bring in the trees.
Oh, yeah. You said regular Christmas trees?
Yeah, and then they didn't have them at home most
days. Yeah.
They had them in the different halls.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
At the Finnish hall, they had them several times and caught on fire.
Oh, you're kidding. Did it destroy the halls?
No, but they had to push it outside.
Let it burn out there. What was?
They had candles.
Oh, instead of like lights and stuff like they do today. What was dating like? What was dating like?
I don't know. I didn't date.
You didn't date? Odds or odds.
Oh, we go visiting, about 3 or 4 of us that used to go every Sunday to different houses, you know, different. Take hard.
Yeah, it's about all.
Then we used to have a little, the Finnish people used to have a little young people's club, and we'd have balloons during the winter time, raise money. Then we used to go camping for a week on that green river. One time we went camping and we went for a week. That's 72 cents for a whole week.
72 cents?
Yeah.
Jeez, think of what it cost you now.
But most of the time it was the parents would come the other night, would come bring more food.
Oh, yeah. You didn't want to starve. did you and your family ever go on any vacations?
Yeah, we went to Lava Hot Springs. We went to Thermopolis.
Thermopolis?
The first time that we went to Thermopolis, we had two Fords and a Bristol. First hill that they had to push up, the 14-mile hill.
Oh, you're kidding.
And from there on, every hill, they had to push the cars up.
Oh, no.
And then they used to have a La Poule running board. And tents and all that.
Yeah.
They didn't have hotels and motels.
Oh, you just had to pitch a tent somewhere?
Yeah. It took us about 4 or 5 days to go from here to the market.
4 or 5 days? Yeah. And today it takes you, what, 5 hours? Yeah. About. I grew up in a town right by Thermopolis in Warland. Have you ever? Yeah. Up there?
Yeah, and then one time we went to Berlin. A lot of people panicking there too. We had one whole campground with mostly Finnish people.
Oh, really?
And they were making fun of the road that, you know where the Red Canyon is?
Mm-hmm.
They had a sign on top to put in low gear. Said they should have that on the wall.
Where did you meet your wife?
I'm not.
You never married?
Never.
Really? George, I didn't know that. What were your first jobs?
Oh, when I was in school, I was in a special class. I made baskets and rugs and different stuff. And I had to go out and sell them.
Oh, and then you sold them?
Yeah.
How much did you sell them for, do you remember?
And then I worked for the rocket. 5 years.
Yeah.
Between the rocket and where the barracks were.
Yeah.
Where the Catholic, North South Catholic School is.
Uh huh.
From there all the way to the number 6 pump house.
The number 6 pump house. And what did you do?
Peddle papers.
Peddle papers?
Once a week.
Oh.
We had to collect for our own papers. We had to pay for our own papers.
You did, and then you sold them, and then you kept the money.
Yeah. But a lot of times, people got to pay me.
Oh, no, you're kidding. Oh, that's awful. About what date was that when you
were
selling papers? On Friday?
It was one day a week.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They had two papers, the minor and the
Oh, and now, is that how they got the name Rocket Miner?
Yeah.
They just put them together?
Yeah.
Oh, which one did you work for?
Rocket.
The Rocket? About what date was that? I don't remember. Okay, that's fine.
About 5 years.
Yeah, did it for about 5 years?
And in the summertime, we used it. On Saturday, we walked up to the 4 Mile Spring.
Yeah.
Up on White Mountain.
On White Mountain? Oh. How much did it cost you to buy those papers? A lot?
I think it was 10 cents a paper.
10 cents a paper.
I can't
remember. And how much did they pay you back? Oh, so you broke about even?
Yeah.
Let's see. About how many hours on that Friday did you work?
I had to walk. I didn't have no...
Right.
No ride or anything. We used to take them a couple hours. I had about 50 papers.
50? Were you ever laid off?
After they wanted me to work, I told them that I was going to quit at the Rocket.
Uh-huh.
And they offered me a job inside.
Oh, and so did you start working inside?
No. I went to work with my dad.
Oh, what did your dad work?
Yeah.
The boy? Right,
my cleaners. How about the cleaners?
How about the cleaners? That's not here anymore, is it?
Oh.
Where about was that at?
My father first started tailoring at, you know where the Northside Bank is now?
Yeah.
Yeah. He owned the building, but he didn't own the land underneath.
Oh.
And they sold the land to the Northside Bank. They had to move there. And we moved in the saloon, the front part of the saloon, until they got the Belmont building built on 5th Street.
Oh.
Right behind where the Union Mercury parking lot was. And from there, we moved to North Front Street into the Othello building where Dan Thompson did.
Okay. Did you belong to a union?
I belong to a union.
Yeah. Which one?
Seniors and Tenors.
Huh?
Seniors and Tenors.
Oh, okay. Did you always agree with the union policies?
Oh, sometimes. Yeah. I even went on strike against my own man, old my father and mother.
Your own father and mother?
Yeah.
About when was that?
I can't remember.
Can't remember. That's okay. How high were your dues?
I don't remember.
Okay. Did your union have a cooperative store where things could be purchased for cheaper prices? Was there a union hall?
Yeah, union hall was on the corner of 5th Street and North Front Street.
Okay. Did the union sponsor any recreational activities?
Labor Day, 8-hour day, Labor Day, and they have games and parade and different things.
Yeah.
And the blind people at night.
See that? And how about Jerry? You got a haircut? Yeah!